Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Jumu'ah Mubarak and Ramadan Kareem. And I can hear you say Allahu Akram. That's the answer when you say Ramadan Kareem. Okay, we've still got a few hours of Friday left. There's a few hours left. So what are you going to do? One, we're going to remember our marhumin as much as possible. Write down their names, recite Surat al-Fatiha for them, remember them. Because Allah forgives so many on the Fridays in Ramadan. You will recite lots of salawats. You recite Ayatul Kursi for your memory. You will recite istighfar as much as possible. And you know what? This is the time to do dua. As the sun is setting, just go outside. It's not too cold today. And do dua. My goodness. When the sun sets on a Friday, just before these last hours, just go do dua for what you want. It's Ramadan. There's mercy, forgiveness, so much floating around. And it's Friday. My goodness, what else do you want? Raise your hands in dua. And when you pray for somebody else, it always works. So go find somebody who loves you very much and ask them to pray for you. Okay, so we're going to start off with the dua that I talked about that we're going to do every single day. And we're going to talk about this all the time. When we can, how we can, all the rest of it. Okay? So, what does that dua say? This is from the sermon of the Prophet. And he says, فَاسْأَلُ رَبُّكُمْ. Ask Allah your Rabb. And remember, raise your hands. بِنِيَّاتٍ صَادِقَةٍ. Which is a very truthful intention. وَقُلُوبٍ طَاهِرَةٍ. And pure hearts. What you want to ask him? Number one. أَن يُوَفِّقَكُمْ لِسِيَامِهِ. That we're able to fast. And I talked about fasting. It was not just not eating and not drinking. It's fasting with our whole body. وَتِلَاوَةِ كِتَابِهِ. That we're able to recite his book. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ. We're able to do tawbah. Remember he said, the most unfortunate is the one who is not forgiven. Then he says, إِنَّ أَبْوَابَ الْجِنَّانِ هَذَا شَهْرِ مُفَتَّحَ. The doors of Jannah are open. فَاسْأَلُوا رَبَّكُمْ أَلَّا يُغْلِكَهَ عَلَيْكُمْ. Pray that he doesn't close the doors of Jannah. Number five, he says, وَأَبْوَابُ النِّيرَانِ مُغْلَقَ. The doors of Jahannam are closed. Pray that he never, أَلَّا يَفْتَحَ عَلَيْكُمْ. They never open them for you. وَالشَّيْطَانُ مَغْلُولًا. Shaitan is imprisoned. فَاسْأَلُوا رَبَّكُمْ أَلَّا يُسَلِّطَ عَلَيْهُمْ. That he never frees shaitans. These are the six things we're going to pray for every single day. But today, our focus is going to be Juz 4. Now, Juz 4 is the fourth Juz, obviously. And if we look at this Juz, it has part of Surah Al-Imran and it's got part of Surah Al-Nisa. Alright, so we've got a little bit of Al-Imran and a little bit of Nisa. And then we've got the shelf up there. And on the shelf, you can see a knick-knack. Now, that knick-knack, in essence, is what I call bitana, friends. Can you see that? Let me try and adjust this for you. Okay, so it's bitana, friends. What are bitana, friends? We're going to talk about it when we get there, okay? But first, we're going to recite the first ruku. That means the first section of the Juz 4. So if you're ready, recite it with me. It's on your screens and you can recite it with me. So let's start. Remember what we start with? A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim and bismillah. Let's start. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Lan tanalul birra hatta tunfiku mimma tuhibbun. وَمَا تُنْفِكُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ كُلُّ الطَّعَامِ كَانَ حِلًّا لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ إِلَّا مَا حَرَّمَ إِسْرَائِيلُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ تُنَزَّلَ التَّوْرَاةُ قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِالتَّوْرَاةِ فَاتْلُوهَا إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ فَمَنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ قُلْ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببقة مباركا وهدى للعالمين فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم ومن دخله كان آمنا ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين قل يا أهل الكتاب لما تكفرون بآيات الله والله شهيد على ما تعملون قل يا أهل الكتاب لما تصدون عن سبيل الله من آمن تبغونها عوجا وأنتم شهداء وما الله بغافل عما تعملون يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تطيعوا فريقا من الذين أوتوا الكتاب يردوكم بعد إيمانكم كافرين وكيف تكفرون وأنتم تتلى عليكم آيات الله وفيكم رسوله ومن يعتصم بالله فقد هدي إلى صراط مستقيم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق الرسول الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. So we're now going to recite the three small du'as. I call them small du'as, but they've got so much in them. I shouldn't really be calling them small du'as. The three important du'as. Now the translations are under there, so most of you will know them. Well, as you read them with me, look at the translation and the picture and they'll tell you all about it. So please recite with me and loudly. It's so important, okay? Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا علي يا عظيم يا غفور يا رحيم أنت الرب العظيم الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير وهذا شهر عظمته وكرمته وشرفته وفضلته على الشهور وهو الشهر الذي فرضت صيامه عليه وهو شهر رمضان الذي أنزلت فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان وجعلت فيه ليلة القدر وجعلتها خيرا من ألف شهر فيا ذا المن ولا يمن عليك من علي بفكاك رقبتي من النار فيمن تمن علي وادخلني الجنة برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم أدخل على أهل القبور السرور اللهم أغني كل فقير اللهم أشبع كل جائع اللهم اكسو كل عريان اللهم اقضي دين كل مدين اللهم فرجا كل مكروب اللهم رد كل غريب اللهم فك كل عسير اللهم أصلح كل فاسد من أمور المسلمين اللهم اشفي كل مريض اللهم سد فقرنا بغناك اللهم غير سوء حالنا بحسن حالك اللهم اقضي عنا الدين وأغننا من الفقر إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم رب شهر رمضان الذي أنزلت فيه القرآن وافترضت على عبادك فيه الصيام صل على محمد وآل محمد وارزقني حج بيتك الحرام في عام هذا وفي كل عام واغفر لي تلك الذنوب العظام فإنه لا يغفرها غيرك يا رحمن يا علام اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. We've been looking at extracts from Dua Abu Hamza Thimali, a dua that was taught to Abu Hamza Thimali by Imam Zainul Abidin. It's a beautiful dua, and as I've told you before, it's a long dua recommended to be recited at Sehri time. but we're doing extracts from it, and you can use them throughout the year. It's the way we think, and the ayah tells us how we think. So let's start. Alhamdulillahilladhi. Praise and gratitude is to Allah. Alladhi la ad'u ghayruhu. He's the only one that I call out to. Dua is calling out to someone who's far, actually calling out loudly. And we say, walau da'autu. If I called out loudly, ghayrahu, to somebody else, lam yastajib li du'ai, they would not answer me. Call out to him, talk to him as much as possible. Tell him in your language, in your qunut in salah, just talk to him. Talk to him in whatever language you want, he understands. And tell him, plead to him. So we're now going to take extracts from the sermon of the Prophet. Let's continue from where we left off. He says, وَارْفَعُوا إِلَيْهِ أَيْدِيَكُمْ بِالدُّعَى فِي أَوْقَاتِ صَلَوَاتِكُمْ. Raise your hands in dua at the times of salah. You know, this is why I say you should know every single time of salah. I know everybody knows the time of iftar in Ramadan. Everybody knows the time of sahur in Ramadan. What about other months? What about at the times for zahar? What about asr? What about isha? You know, even if you finished praying zahar and asr together, find the time of asr and raise your hands in dua. You don't have to be home. You can be wherever you are. Mind you, in lockdown, there's not many places you can go. I know things are opening up, but even when you are wherever you are, keep the times of salah with you. These days you can get them on your phone. Raise your hand, because he says, فَإِنَّهَا أَفْضَلُ السَّاعَةِ. These are the best of times. And he says, raise them up, ask him. What happens at these times? يَنْظُرُ اللَّهُ فِيهَا بِالرَّحْمَةِ إِلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ. Allah looks towards his people, his abd, those who are connected to him. That's why you've got a person there with a golden heart. He's connected to Allah. He looks at them with mercy. What does he do? وَيُجِيبُهُمْ إِذَا نَاجُوا. He acknowledges their secret conversations. Munajat is a secret conversation. What else does he do? وَيُلَبِّيهِمْ إِذَا نَادَوْهُ. He accepts their pleas. You know, when you cry from your heart, Ya Allah, help me, I'm stuck. He accepts it. وَيُعْطِيَهُمْ إِذَا سَأَلُوهُ. He gives you what you ask for. Ask him. وَيَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُمْ إِذَا دَعَوْهُ. And he answers their calls. These are times, he's telling you, times of salah. Ask me and I will do all these things. Even when you're talking from the heart, he will hear you. But now to our topic, which is ajuz a day. We're going to look at the bookshelf. 114 surah in 30 ajza. So you've got 30 different shelves in our bookshelf. And I'll repeat again, Quran divided into 30 equal parts, so you could find it easy to recite in a month. But in essence, it is revealed, or the Prophet put it together in surah, in chapters. One surah, 114 surah. There are 6,236 ayat, which you can't see there, but important to know. If you were to memorize 3 ayat a day, and you miss some in between, it would take 6 years. It's actually every day. If you did that, it's 5 years, 10 months and 13 days. And we talked about ruku'at and we talked about the words. Now today we're going to focus on the fourth juz. And that's from ayah 92 of Suratul Ali Imran to ayah 23 of Suratul Nisa. So we're going to look at two surahs now. So I'm hoping you've got your journaling tools ready. I'm sure you I have. There you go. Can you see all my pencil colors? There you go. Put them in a really pretty mug given to me by my friend. So you have all your journaling tools ready. And we're going to go back and journal. And I hope you've got your Quran ready as well. So here I have Isa Ali, like yesterday. And he, you can see how he is personalizing his Quran. So it's being able to personalize the Quran so you can connect to it. So when you open it, you see these ayat that you've highlighted. Oh, I know that one. And it's really important we do that. We actually connect with the Quran. So let's start. Before we start, you know what we have to do. Wudu, that's right. What else? You got to recite in Arabic. If you can't recite in Arabic, start now. Recite, learn how to recite. It's not that difficult at all. Always start with A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Start with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. La ilaha illallah. And the dua of the Prophet. Walzam qalbi hifdha kitabika kama allamtani. Make me commit my heart to your book as you have taught me. I want to fall in love with the Quran. That's basically what you are saying when you read that dua. So the first ayah we're going to look at is ayah number 92, which is the first ayah of this juz. Okay, 392. And I love this ayah, absolutely love it. Lan tanalul birra. You will never, ever, ever, ever. Lan is never, ever. You will never become birr. And remember, we talked about birr when we did Suratul Baqarah. I'm going to go back to it again. Birr is walking, talking righteousness. Birr comes from bar. Bar is the earth, and bahar is the sea. Birr means stability. Somebody who, regardless of what happens, they are walking, talking righteous, inside out, everywhere. They are really good people. You'll never become good, he says. Hatta tunfiku, until you give out in the way of Allah, mimma tuhibbun, what you love the most. Absolutely what you love. Now, you know, sometimes we give things, when we give away things that which we don't want, that's not giving away. That's them doing a favor by taking them from us. And he says here, وَمَا تُنْفِقُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. Whatever you give in the way of Allah, he knows. So if you look at my Quran, this is 392, right here. And I have put here, bir, I've put in green. And then I've written bir there. And I've also put 2177. Because that's the ayah that it's connected to. Bir, to understand what bir is, we've done it before. It's in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 1177. So you can write that. And then I put tuhibbun in red, and I put a heart there. So I know I've got to give out what I love the most. Everybody likes something. It could be anything. And I've written down here, it could be material wealth, it could be your time, it could be love. It could be anything you find really, really difficult to give out that you love the most. That's what you've got to give, and then you will become righteous, he says. So that's how I've underlined it. I've put that in dark green and the other bit in light green, as you can see. Okay, let's go back. Just to have a go over bir. Bir was believing in five things. In Allah, in the last day, which means I know I'm accountable, the angels, the books, and the prophets. And how did it show itself? It showed itself by me being able to spend what I have to my close relations, the orphans, those in need, those who are refugees, those who ask, and those who are imprisoned. How does it show in my personal life? I will always make sure, salah, wa akimis salah. My day revolves around namaz, salah. Wa atu zakah, and I give zakah. And what sort of person comes out of it? A person who is bir always keeps his promises. A person who is bir will always have sabr. They will persevere and have patience when in hardship, when something afflicts them, and when they're in conflict. And finally, Allah tells them, what does he say? Ulaika alladhina sabaru wa ulaika humul muttaqin. They have sabr. That means they are those who have patience, perseverance, and they are those who are God conscious. The next ayah we're going to highlight is 396 and 97. So I'm going to show it to you in my Quran so you can see it. You can see I've got 96 and 97. Now I've circled linnas and I've circled bakka. Can you see that? Right? And at the side I've put the Kaaba and I've put Hajj. And then here I've put Maqam-e Ibrahim. And I could, whilst you're watching, I could circle Maqam-e Ibrahim because it's really important. Now let's see what Allah is trying to say. He says, "Inna awwala baytin," the first house dedicated for worship for Allah. "Wudi'a lin-nas," and it's for all people. It doesn't say it's only for Muslims or only for Jews or anything. It doesn't say that. Not Ahlul Kitab, not Christians, not it just wudi'a lin-nas, the first place for worship that was made for people. "Lilladhi bi Bakkata." Now Bakka was the ancient name of Mecca. So he said it was in Bakka for all people. And it was Mubarakan. Mubarakan means it was blessed. Remember, whenever you go to Mecca, whether you go for Hajj or Umrah, there is massive blessings. I mean, one rakah is prayed at home is like 70 of, one rakah prayed over there is like 70 at home. There are so many blessings over there. So he says the place is blessed, the city is blessed. وَهُدَلْ لِلْعَالَمِينَ, it's a means of guidance for all people. Fihi ayatum bayyinat, there are clear signs in it. And what were the clear signs from ayah 97? Maqamu Ibrahim. And you remember we talked about it. This was the stone that Ibrahim, Prophet Ibrahim, stood on when he was building the Kaaba with Prophet Ismail. And the stone softened and his footsteps got marked on there. And the stone was going up and down, so you could actually build this. And you can see in the picture, it's covered with a golden, like, cage, so that people don't ruin it. And if you looked into that cage, you can actually see the footprints of Ibrahim. Isn't it awesome? So you will highlight 96, 97. I will go back into it. You can highlight it. You can color it. You can draw the Kaaba at the side. You can put Hajj there. You could also draw Maqam Ibrahim over there. And underneath, I've written, inaugurated as a city dedicated to Allah. Was called Baqa and it's now called Makkah. Right, let's look at the next ayah. And the next ayah is 3118. And oh my goodness, I love this ayah. So this is talking about Bitana. And it's talking about Bitana friends. I'm going to show you in my Quran first. And you can see I've drawn a big heart and I put belly friends. Now if you Google belly friends, it means people who are pregnant. So pregnant friends are known as belly friends. My daughter's pregnant right now, so if she had a friend who was pregnant, they'd be belly friends. But this is something different, so I need you to remember what this means. You know, bitana means belly, or button means belly. So a bitana friend is a trusted friend, is a friend whom you can tell your secrets to, you can tell everything to. And you got to find Bitana friends. You must have a Bitana friend. It's a trusted friend. A Bitana friend is someone who can have tough conversations with you, who will hear everything you have to say and will never tell them to anyone. And they will help you through whatever you're going through. So what does this say? This says, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O you who believe, La tattakhidhu bitanatan min dunikum. Don't ever take Bitana friends from other than those who believe in Allah, who believe in the Prophet, who are like you, who believe like you, are spiritually connected to you. And it's really important because he says, if you do take other than that, they will become khabala. And khabala is those who cause you pain. So he's telling you, when you take friends, take those who are spiritually connected to you. Look how I've highlighted it. So I've highlighted Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu in green, and then I put Bitana, and it's wonderful to have a Bitana friend. Really, really wonderful. And I've highlighted min dunikum, which means take Bitana friends from those who are spiritually connected to you. Really, really important. And the ayah says, anybody else who is not spiritually connected to you, it doesn't say don't be friends with them. It doesn't say don't talk to them. It doesn't say don't like them. It just says don't be Bitana friends. They are special, special friends who actually understand you inside and out. I love this ayah. Oh, and then I love this ayah even more. This is beautiful. And it's ayah 133. And I'm going to talk about it a little bit more because, I mean, I just adore this ayah. So what does Allah say here? I think the ayah here is not the one that's supposed to be there. So I'm going to go back to the Quran and you're going to look at it in my Quran. Okay, so it says here, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Run, it says, my goodness, run to forgiveness. It's just something else. He says, run, just run as much as you can, run to forgiveness. Why does he say that? And what is forgiveness? So, ghifar is a helmet. Is a helmet that the person wears to protect his head. Istighfar is actually asking Allah to protect us from ourselves and the mistakes we make. It's really, really important to understand. So he says, run to protect yourself. Run to do istighfar. You know, in between sajda, we say Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh. So basically what we're doing in between sajda is our mind is wandering away and we are bringing back our mind right back to where it's supposed to be. Now what does he say? He says Sariu ila maghfiratin min rabbika wa jannatin arduha as-samawati wal ard. He says when you ask for forgiveness, you will get a jannah who is so wide, it is like the heavens and the earth. That's amazing. And then what does he say? U'iddat lil muttaqin. He said he has made this Jannah for those who have taqwa. So he has made this Jannah for those who are God conscious. So say, Ya Allah, who are these people? And he gives a description in ayah 134. So I'd like you to highlight it, just like I have highlighted. He says, "Alladhina yunfikuna fis-sarai wadh-dharra." Oh my goodness, they spend in easy and hard times. "Wal-qadhimina al-ghayth." The other thing they do is that they control their anger. You know, we have Imam Musa Qadhim. See, Qadhim, and I've written it down here, Qadhim is this nasal passage here. You know when you say, I've had it up to here. Qadhim is a person who is so, whose anger is here, who's so frustrated, but doesn't show it at all. In other words, they self-control, they have control over their anger, they have control over everything. They are just amazing people. So it says, وَالْقَادِمِينَ الْغَيْثِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And they forgive people. Not only just forgive, he says, عَافِينَ, they lovingly forgive people. What else do they do? But first he says, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah loves those who actually do good, not only good, who do their best. So that's why I've highlighted that in red and I've put a star there. Now he says something else, the fourth thing. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاهِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. When they do something that is indecent, that is not nice at all, They do bad stuffs, or when they wrong themselves in anywhere, immediately, right away, what do they do? ذَقَرُوا اللَّهَ, they remember Allah. فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ, and they ask for forgiveness of their sins. So these are the five things about them. One, they spend in easy and hard times. That means they give in the way of Allah when it's difficult times and easy times. They refrain their anger. They've got self-controls. They lovingly forgive people. Even if these people deserve to be punished, they forgive them. When they do something that's indecent or they do something that's wrong, they remember Allah immediately. And they say, Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayhi, and they correct their mistakes. Absolutely phenomenal. So he says, run. And he's telling Jannah for people who've done something wrong. He says, I'm going to build a Jannah for you if you ask for forgiveness. I'm going to give you three words. Ghafir is the name of Allah, where you're saying, Ya Allah, cover my sins from others. Ghafar, you're saying, Ya Allah, hide it from me as well because it bothers me. I've already done istighfar. I've corrected it. And ghafoor is hiding it from those whom you can't see, like the spirits and the angels, and we don't want them to see our sins as well. Right, let's go to the next ayah. The next ayah is ayah number 160. And that says, oh, that's really amazing again. إِن يَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ, he says. He says, he's trying to tell you and me that if you help Allah, if Allah helps you, nobody can overpower you. If He is on your side, nobody can overpower you. وَإِن يَخْذُلْكُمْ. You know what يَخْذُل is? It comes from خَذُول. خَذُول is a friend who abandons you at the time of need. So he says, if Allah was to leave you, if He was to abandon you, فَمَنْ ذَلَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ, who will be able to help you? وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. You must trust Allah, he says. So do your best, hand it over to Him, and trust Him. So how have I highlighted it? Let's find it. Do you remember what ayah it was? It's ayah 160. And if you look here, I've highlighted it. So I've put إِنْ يَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ in green. And then I put وَإِنْ يَخْذُلْكُمْ, that I put in brown, because we don't want Allah to leave us in our hours of need. So that means whenever we're in need, in good times and bad times, we remember Allah. And just before that, Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. So if you look at ayah 159, you can actually put, you can decolor it in red and put a red heart there and say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. Allah loves those who trust in Him. Let's look at the next ayah. Oh my goodness, this is just amazing. So this is the last one we're going to look at today. And this is about Tawbah. Now what does Allah say here? So we're going to go to Surah number 4, which is Surah An-Nisa. And we're going to go to ayah 17. Okay. Now these all go together. So you read them with me. Let's start first with this. Innamat Tawbatu. So he says, indeed Tawbah. It is for those. لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةِ. سوء is one sin. Those who do something wrong while they are emotionally overcome. Jahala means you may know you're doing something wrong, but you just couldn't help it. You just got overcome by emotion. Now, if you did that, ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ, then you did tawbah, you turned back, Ya Allah, I'm not going to do this again. I'm really sorry. مِنْ قَرِيب. And you turn to Allah quickly. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah will turn to you. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. And Allah is all-knowing and all-wise. Now let's look at it in my Quran. So if you can see, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَ. I've highlighted tawbah. And I've highlighted يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوء. عَمَل means something you know about. It's not fi'l. It's not subconscious. Consciously doing it. So if you did a hidden and ugly deed, if you did that, a bad thing, and you did it be jahala. Jahala means you were overcome by emotion. Allah will forgive you. And he says, but look what he says after that. He said, وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةِ. But tawbah is not for the one, الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ, who does repetitive deeds. That was su. Remember here? Su, one deed. Here, سَيِّئَاتِ, continually does wrong. If you look here, I've written up here, continuing to do sins. He says that's not who tawbah is for. Hatta idha hadara ahadahu al-maut, and then only when death comes, qala, he says, inni tubtu al-an, I am going to do tawbah. Allah says, I will not accept it. So it's really important to look at these two ayat together. When we do something wrong, to ask for forgiveness, and then to say, Ya Allah, I promise you, I'll try my best that I will never do this again. So we've completed, or we've finished, the fourth juz, in the sense we've highlighted, we've journaled, in other words, the ayat from there. Let's go back and recite Surah Al-Fatiha for all those who are ill, for our marhumin, especially today, remember our marhumin, and those who are in trouble. Let's recite the dua for protection, and we'll recite the ziyarah for Abdullah. So recite with me. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Ask Allah to forgive all the marhumin. Think about them. Pray for those who are ill and those who are in trouble. لي خمسة عطفي بها هر الوباء الحاتمة المصطفى والمرتضى وأبناهما والفاطمة. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك. عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي ابن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. في أمان الله كريم. Inshallah, I'll see you tomorrow at the same time. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas